Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports, live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Want to welcome everyone to the show, regulars and new listeners. Thank you for joining us. We do appreciate it. And we are here again every week at 6 p.m., so thanks for joining us. We have the one, the only, Mr. J.J. Nunn, how you doing tonight?
Good.
Sweet?
Very good.
That's good.
A little tired.
A little tired? Long day? Long week?
Yep.
Long, so far, couple days?
Yeah, it's just started, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, yep. No kidding.
Doing all right.
Cool.
Not bad. Loving the weather.
I know, man. Oh,
loving the weather.
I hope it's like this, and it should be close to this during our second annual Racers barbecue coming up in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah, we have this type of weather. Well, I remember last year at barbecue, I was running around in shorts.
Oh, it was a beautiful day. It couldn't have got any better, man, that day. So I'm looking forward to it this year.
A couple more weeks.
I know. It's going to come up quick.
Yep. 2 more weeks.
Sweet. Yeah. And remember, that's on the 21st. So if you came to the wrong date last year, this is your year to make it on the correct date. The 21st Sunday.
February 21st.
Yep.
Yep.
So,
and we start at 10 a.m. Michael knows that it starts at 8 a.m.
Thank you.
For Michael, it's 7.
Yeah. That 2.5 hour leeway.
Yeah. Plenty to do there. It's going to be great.
Yep. I'm looking forward to it, man.
Gary's going to be the grill master, huh?
Yes.
Speaking of you,
Mr. Yes. Barbecue,
the man always on a mission, Mr. Gary Wyatt.
How you guys doing?
Your mission is going to be grilling some good hot dogs, hamburgers, and we'll have some other stuff there, so make sure you make it out. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
So what's your
It was last year.
Oh, I know. Anything special for this barbecue coming up this year?
Nope. Just hope everybody shows up.
It's going to be good.
Anybody and everybody.
Like you said, typically around 10 o'clock, be good, you know, if you want to hang out and all that and have some drinks and, you know, food, probably most of it be ready by noon.
Yeah.
So if you want to show up for food, come on by.
Yeah, definitely. And, come on out and do some networking.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, we'll have a couple of our sponsors out there, you know. You racers, tell your sponsors to come down.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Great idea.
And invite them, man. Owners, drivers of the cars.
Yeah, hobnob.
Bring your sponsors.
Racing. That's a good
idea. Bring them on down and meet them in the family. Join them. Join us.
I mean, you know, just come by. You want to just come by, have a burger or hot dog, and then go walk around or take the family around the park. It's a big park. It's, you know, really nice out there if you haven't been to Sunset Park. And that's where it's at, of course, Sunset Park off of Sunset and Eastern.
Yes. And speaking of that, I was there on Eastern today, and they got the road all blocked up.
Oh.
So if you're going south on Eastern from Sunset, you're going to have to go down almost to the railroad tracks and flip a U-turn and come back up.
Oh, if you're going to go on the Eastern.
Yes. From Sunset.
Down,
south on Eastern.
On Eastern. Or you can go into the park just east of Eastern.
The same intersection,
on Sunset. Yep. Okay.
And then wind your way back. But they got it all blocked up. They're doing road construction there.
We're going to move the cones for you.
No.
I can do that.
Yes.
I can do that.
If they get moved, you'll know what happens.
I can do that.
So, yeah, it's going to be a great time, man. It was great time last year.
And remind you, that is as of today. I was there today.
Right, so that could change by in a couple weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah, so, but
not
the date's yet. The date's not going to change, but the cones might.
Yes.
Not counting on it.
Yeah.
Those cones, believe it or not, that construction has been up for over 5 months.
Yeah. Well, as we all know here in Vegas.
They're still digging.
Well, I think every street in Las Vegas has cones on it.
I was just going to say, as we all know here in Vegas, every street is
I think we get federal funding if we put a cone on that street. Just one cone, we get federal funding.
Isn't
so.
That the state plant?
State flower.
The orange cone.
Man.
Gary
and I were driving. We were stuck in traffic and freaking cones, nobody working. And I said to Gary, I says, you know what? And I says, we need to get into the cone business.
Yeah, cone rental.
We got to start making cones. I said, the ones I'm looking at are pretty shabby, and they probably need to be replaced. I said, we're missing our big money jackpot here. We need to start making cones.
New cones for,
yeah.
Hey.
And get a contract with Clark County Public Works.
We'll even deliver them for free. How about that?
Yeah.
Jeez. I know. It doesn't seem like you can go anywhere without running into some kind of construction.
Well, they've cleaned up Pecos and Eastern. They finished putting in those handicap curbs that I was telling you.
Yeah.
Okay. I drive all day, and Eastern and Pecos is pretty well cleaned up. But now they've started on Flamingo.
I was just going to tell you that's the next project all the way up to like Grand Canyon or whatever, the Flamingo project.
They started, you know, a lot of people don't know. All they see, they started jackhammering the curbs, okay, busting up the curbs and putting in handicap roll-up and downs. Drop the curb.
Right. And they're adding
also that yellow for the blind.
Correct.
Okay, that rectangle yellow bubble thing that you see.
Yeah.
So bear with Public Works out there. They got the money to take care of our American disability people out there, and little by little. I thought they're all gone in Pecos and Eastern. And it was just 2 weeks ago, all of a sudden going to work, I was stopped dead.
Oh, I hate that.
So, but they're... That's what they're doing out there, people. You can see them just always scratching my head. What are they doing on the corner? Until I figured it out. Until I started seeing exactly why. So that's one of the reasons. But back to the picnic. Bring your dogs, people.
Yeah.
Yep.
You can bring your dogs.
Bring your dogs.
If you don't have a dog.
Bring your cornhole arm or your horseshoe arm or volleyball or bring a football.
Yeah, absolutely, because right there in our spot, we're going to have, there is a volleyball net if you want to play volleyball, horseshoe pits.
Yep, there's two of them.
Yep, a couple of those. A playground for the little kids.
Yep.
Not you, Jay.
Bring the
not kid. Allowed to play on that.
Oh,
only
man.
For the little kids.
Well, I can't go on the merry-go-round.
Nope.
I can't ride the springy horse.
Nope.
You can't ride the horse on the spring. No.
Those were fun.
Nope.
There's a pond out there.
I'm not coming.
No.
Can't ride the spring.
Just one more hamburger for me.
More potato salad for us.
That's right.
So, yeah, definitely a lot to do. Bring a Frisbee maybe or whatever.
Yeah.
We'll have a few things there. So, of course, the infamous Gary and JJ's cornhole is going to be going
now, now, Frisbees are fun. You know why Frisbees are fun?
Why is that?
Because you can intentionally hit somebody with a Frisbee
it's
okay.
Yep.
And they pick it up and they
throw it back to you. They actually, it's not a problem.
Always thinking of the violent side of things.
I mean, you hit somebody with a baseball, they get pissed off, or basketball, or football. But you can always intentionally hit somebody with a Frisbee and they'll just look, pick it up, and say, oh, sorry, and they'll toss it back to you even.
Oh, my gosh. Jay. Speaking of Frisbees, though, if you do like Frisbee
maybe
golf,
we'll have security there, too.
I think we're required to with Jay. There's also Frisbee golf. Speaking of Frisbee, if you'd like to do that, there's a big field for that. So they got the Frisbee
course.
Golf course set up.
Yeah, they got a course, so. Metal baskets. And,
mm-hmm.
Yep, I've been out there.
Crazy.
Most of the time, off the course, throwing a Frisbee.
Have you done that?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, cool.
Yep, with my nephew and my sister down
in
Georgia.
That looks like a lot of fun, actually.
The first time I did it, and they have, I mean, these Frisbees. They have specific Frisbees for that. Short distance, long distance. They got putting Frisbees.
Right.
They got fairway Frisbees. I mean, it's involved. It really is involved, and it was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun doing it.
No, that's a big
thing. That was when I was on vacation in Georgia.
Oh, no,
I did that.
Yeah. Mike played that when he was in college. That's a big thing. They played a lot of Frisbee golf and all that stuff. So interesting. Yeah. Anyway, so there's some of that.
They got a nice course out there at Sunset Park. Yeah, real nice course.
Hey, I got to master this racing thing before I go mastering Frisbees.
This is pre-race season. So.
Terry and I have discussed it. After last season, I think we're going to take up friggin' badminton.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Be able to excel at something, right?
Every time we went down Boulder Highway, take a look. You know, Gary, those boats are looking pretty damn right.
Man.
We probably could have bought 20 of them after last year. I was like, how about going fishing?
Hey, new season, though.
The problem with fishing is the fish know what I'm up to, so they go the other way.
You know, if you lose a hook or a line or something, it doesn't cost $1,500 like a motor does.
No kidding.
You know,
$1,500 is that an illegal motor? Any?
That's a bare.
According to you, everything's illegal.
That's a bare bones.
That's what I hear anyway.
That's a bare bones. Take it out there and run. That's what they were. 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago.
Yeah, they're probably double that.
Now they're top fuel motors.
Try tripling.
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
Now they're top fuel motors.
So.
Yep.
We could get away with a $1,500 overhaul. Not no more.
You can if you overhaul yourself and you get your parts from
great
JT Motorsports sponsor.
Yep. Roadrunner Engine Parts. Yep. Everybody got to go check them out down 71 North Pecos Road, Suite 109. Yeah, go see Ken or Casey down there or give them a call at 702-333-0123. That's 702-333-0123. Ask for Ken or Casey. That's Roadrunner Engine Parts. And you can always check them out at www.roadrunnerengineparts.com.
And keep it clear that Casey is
the office manager.
Not assistant. So,
not Ken's assistant. She is the office manager.
So, business office.
And that is a big difference, by the way. Yes, responsibilities differ from an assistant to an office manager.
That's right.
It's right there off Charleston and Pecos. It's easy to find. It's
71 North Pecos.
Yep, right there. And speaking of overhauls, they have everything you need there to overhaul your motor. They have their gasket kits and piston rings and everything.
Oil pumps,
you name it. And if you're not sure, ask them. Yeah, they'll probably be able to get it. So.
Oh, yeah. If they don't have it in stock, they'll get it for you. No problem.
So make sure you check it out, Roadrunner. Yep.
Roadrunner engine
parts. So. Sweet. That sounds pretty good. I guess I better start on overhauling something.
We've been waiting for you for 4 years to overhaul.
Because that's still like 4 years away till the first season starts, right? How much time we got?
In your eyes, it is.
I mean, you got a truck, you got a trailer. Yeah. You're there, man. You just need to.
I need time now.
You need to.
Ask Gary.
You need to look at one of your cars of 20 that cover just about every division. 20 about 21 now.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, 21 now. You need to pick one out and just.
It's called a disability. I have a problem.
It's called hoarding.
Yeah, I know. Trust me.
Jeez.
I guess we'll have to go and clean up his backyard for him.
From what I understand, he has a collection of cars from divisions past.
That's right. That is true.
Am I hoping they come back?
Am I inaccurate from what you told me? From hobbies and trucks and
street stock.
Street stock.
From a while ago. It's actually, that one's got sentimental value. That's why I have that.
Hey, Is that little rabbit, the little truck you have? The little, what is that, a rabbit?
Rabbit.
Is that a front-wheel drive?
Yes, it is.
Oh, we see a skid plate car. Yes, or speed, skid plate truck.
Yeah, you won't see that anywhere.
How's that?
Yeah.
It's a good idea, actually. We can do that,
maybe.
I have
a few of them sometimes.
Okay. We tried to get one from before. Wasn't it your daughter that wrecked a car or something, and then you junked it, and me and Gary were like, why'd you do that?
I know.
Well, that's a skid plate car.
And that was actually a good car because it had a higher performance motor from the factory, that is. factory, the ZR or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
ZR24, whatever it was. But anyway, that's gone. I gave it to Steve.
Is that Rabbit a four-cylinder?
Yes.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Sounds.
We're honing in on it.
Mm-hmm. Stick shift, though.
That's okay. Stick for you.
For me?
We can make it in automatic.
No, I don't know. That would take a lot on that thing.
Nah.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Nah.
Nah.
Not at all. Nah.
Not with your connection.
I don't think so.
That's true. Fuck, I don't think you can find those kind of cars anymore at the junkyard, can you? Yeah, well, you've been there probably fairly recently, huh?
No,
a rabbit pickup
in a while.
Yeah, a rabbit anything. Volkswagen anything.
What is that? A little rabbit?
Yeah, it's a Volkswagen rabbit pickup.
What makes you think when I'm looking for a car, I go to the junkyard?
Was I looking right at you?
I do.
I do. Hey, trust me, I used to go, and just when I was looking for parts back in the day, I spent all day out there, actually. Well, because, with the connections that you have, you can get to the cars before they get put out in the lot.
Shit, with the connections I have, I wish they would pull the parts for me.
They used to, actually.
Yeah. Back
I remember the day Steve used to say, whoever the guy's name was, I was like, hey, can you pull this for these guys? And, they get it all pulled out of it. Like, cool.
No, you got to go in and get your own hands dirty.
Yeah. It's only a dollar, though, if you want to go down to pick a part and pick your parts.
Yeah, it was, years ago. 8, 9 years ago, I pulled the Delta 88 Oldsmobile rear end out of there.
Wow.
By my friggin' self.
Ooh.
This friggin' monster. Okay.
Took him 3 days and 4 hours.
They did have a very nice camper that was quite accommodating out there until I got it done.
Oh, man.
Yep. Wheelbarrow.
No way.
Piece by piece.
Yeah.
Wheelbarrow. Yep.
Yeah, that's not a light rear end.
No, it wasn't. I got it to the front. And then they said, let me give you a hand with that.
Oh.
There was six of them. I'm like, where the hell were you 32 rows in the back by the Oldsmobile?
They're probably like, hey, you should have told us, we would have brought up the forklift.
And that's what they did. So I'm standing there, went and got the other guy, got the forklift, put a chain around it, and dropped it in my pickup truck.
Damn.
And I was like, I got it home. I'm like, what the hell do I do now?
The forklift ain't here.
Yeah.
Yep. But no, got it up underneath the Buick.
It's better you pulled it yourself, because I've seen Steve tell them guys to pull motors before, and they get the forklift out there and they start yanking till the body just falls out from under the
until the rubber motor.
Exactly. I was like, oh, I hope they're gentle with that motor.
Jeez.
No, that's funny.
You plan on rebuilding it already, so they give it an extra test.
Yeah,
that's all. I used to back east. I used to work for a TV company, Reliable TV. Okay, and when somebody called and said they had a problem with the TV, we had to go pick it up.
Right.
And I didn't drive, but my friend drove. I just went along with him to pick it up. And the owner always said, make sure you give it a good ride.
Now, I'm going to say something that's going to be insulting, but that's back when they had tubes in the TV, right?
Make sure you give it a ride. I never understood this until we went to pick one up. And 5 blocks away from the store was an apartment complex, and they had speed bumps in it.
So that was your route?
You had to go through the apartment complex, go over the speed bumps, have the TV bounce up and down a couple times, and then bring it in to get it fixed.
Yeah.
True story. Reliable TV.
I'm not kidding.
Not to be mistaken for Reliable Banner.
I'm not kidding.
Yep. So was I right? Were they tube TVs?
Yes, they were. Yep, they were tube TVs.
But in your
flyback transformer. Oh, you didn't hit one of these flyback transformers.
In your defense.
In the back of the tube?
TVs have evolved really fast in the last few years.
Kind of like race cars.
Hey now.
Oh, yeah.
So we're just 8 years behind the times again with the 33. What can I tell you?
Yeah. Did you hear the?
It is what it is.
They made it a 21 rule. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm in.
It's the first place finishes for you.
Jeez.
Oh, well.
I'm in. And then they have to shrink it down to a quarter mile.
That's 21 seconds in a quarter mile. Not the 3/8. Yeah.
I'm there with it.
Oh, man. And, you know what, speaking of the track, time is closing in for the first practice day and first day of registration. March 12th. How many weeks is that? That's only a few weeks away, isn't it?
Less than four.
Dang, are you serious? And if you only work on your stuff on the weekend, that's 4 weekends. That's 8 days. 1 week. That's about a week to work on your car to get it ready. So you got a week, Gary.
Gary, you got it all under control. I'm not worried. I'm not worried one bit.
I wouldn't be worried if I were you.
I'm not worried one bit.
I'm glad. Are you ready? You going to be ready, Gary? Maybe. Maybe not. Waiting for parts?
Top secret.
It's all a secret.
Everything's a secret.
Yes, actually, I am waiting for parts.
Got your whole team together and ready to rock and roll.
My what?
And team? You have a team?
My what?
Team? You have team, right? No team?
No team. No team.
Half a team? Teamwork, man.
Quarter.
Hey, thank you.
You're gonna be
me.
Yeah, yourself. I'm the team. There is an I in team. You're gonna be pitting in the same spot as you did last year in the 2015 season.
Yes, I am.
Cool. Well, keep an eye out too, because every once in a while you'll throw in a pit barbecue for everybody,
yep,
like you did last year. How many did you have last year?
Two.
Yep.
And right now we plan on July 4th weekend or whichever that
right.
is. July
the,
2nd.
The Independence race.
Yes.
Race. Yeah, 4th yep. race or whatever they want, whatever day that's on. So plan on going to Gary's pit spot on that day. Huh?
Same place
yeah, Gary's
as it was.
Pit spot.
Gary's
pit spot. I got two pit spots.
You got your own spot?
I don't have a car to go in it.
I know.
Hey, what a coincidence. Neither do I.
Well, I know JJ. He pits
hey,
by the bathroom.
Hey,
the porta potty.
I will take an empty trailer, put it in one, and put my van in the other. And
there we go.
Take up the parking.
Yeah. Okay, good idea.
Well, yeah. Why not?
We'll put numbers on our trucks and put numbers on our trailers that we reserve. That's all.
How's the lighting back in that area? Not too bad. I know they
it's all right.
They have lights back.
Flashlights. Great. They work great.
Flashlights and generator lights for a little while.
I like it dark.
That's scary. I don't want to be around Jay when it's dark because he likes
usually,
the dark.
Usually they have one of them
generator
lights out there. If that depends. If JJ's friends with the security, we get it up close. If JJ starts trouble, they take it away.
And they put less fuel in it.
No. Actually, that's the other way around.
They keep it lit.
If I start trouble, they bring two of them over.
They keep
the
spotlight right on you, JJ.
It's like the fence is there for the road course. It's like prison. So they can see if I climb
the
over the fence.
That's how you shine is by the spotlights.
And
you're like a star.
Arms. No.
They follow you.
Gary said they took the walls away from our pits.
No way.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yes,
is that good or bad, you think?
You know, I think
nothing
Tim,
to sit on now? Nothing
Tim,
to lean against?
Tim is getting a little more trusting.
Well, no, without the walls, he can see what you guys are doing more. I think it's less
trusting. He can keep an eye
better
on
eye,
a little
right.
bit.
Next, we'll be seeing cameras back there.
If they're smart, you won't see them. They'll be hidden. The hidden cameras.
Remote, right up to the tower.
Yeah, it's just some drones flying.
See cameras, I'll take some black spray paint and paint the lenses.
Yeah, drones, yeah.
Tint the lenses.
Hey, speaking of that, Mikey was talking about some, like, drone races. They have, like, inside of the – it's becoming a big thing.
Yes.
Have you heard of
that? Yes, through obstacle courses, yeah.
Is that crazy?
Inside, yeah. I mean, I've seen some videos of it. It's
no
pretty
kidding.
Wild.
Yeah, and it's like in stadiums and stuff.
These things,
they rock and
they
roll.
They haul.
Yep.
Okay, these guys got these things down to a T flying these things.
Yeah,
really.
It's becoming a big thing. I mean, there's a lot of things. I guess you can get into it for, like, fairly low cost, you know, too, even though they look like they're expensive. But that's going to be the future of auto racing someday. Because the way they do it with
drones?
The way they do the controlling the drones, they use like the 3D
glasses
and the remote. You know, so they're not really, you know, watching them because they're too fast. It's like they're flying them. It's going to be the same thing with these. Like you're talking about the Tesla driving itself. They're going to be wearing these 3D glasses with the remotes just driving around. Like they're not even nobody in the car. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I hope I'm alive to see it.
All those motion sensors?
Yeah.
Yeah, give me a Tesla or I'll still wreck the damn thing.
Even when it stops itself.
Even when there is automatic brakes.
Yeah, I was just like, keep it in autopilot. You'll be okay.
He'll still figure out how to wreck it.
He'll open the door while it's moving or something.
I'm sorry, Gary, but the wall came up on me. I guess the sensor just went down.
Ay. Yeah, that'll be my luck. That's when the sensors will quit working.
Yes. Oh, man. March 12th is that day where you guys got to be ready for the pre-registration out at LVMS. You can go to lvms.com to look at their schedules. Of course, you can click on the track of your choice, but March 12th at LVMS, if you're a oval track racer at the Bullring, pre-registration and day practice. That's the day you want to be there, and a couple weeks after that, first Friday of practice, and then the 26th, I believe, is the first race of the season.
We're registered, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Don't have cars to race, but we're registered. That's the both of us.
You could be go.
Yes.
You got to get a NASCAR license for the Bombers?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Oh.
Yep.
Sweet. That means you're professional NASCAR drivers, guys. You made it.
I don't know.
You made it. Right. You have a license to race NASCAR. Huh? It's good to know.
I also got a license to drive on the street in Las Vegas. Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that have a license to smoke pot, so I guess it doesn't mean it's all okay, right?
Yep.
So, now, I'm looking forward to this race season, man.
That's
coming
friggin'
up,
scary.
Yeah, I know. I don't even want to think about that.
What, him looking forward to the race season? Scary?
I didn't want to go race in Colorado, Oregon, or Washington because of this. Because they legalized it. Now we have one right on Boulder Highway.
Yeah, no
a
kidding.
A whole dispensary right over here.
I was surprised they had any kind of rioting in Denver at all after the Super Bowl. At home and ate Cheetos. Yeah, the racing is coming up real quick. I'm excited about it. I hope you guys are too, huh?
I'm ready? Curious. That brings up a question.
Uh-oh. He's looking at me.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what the question is.
Uh-huh.
I'm curious. Since they've legalized marijuana in those states, have the tracks adopted a drug policy?
It's a good question.
And
interesting.
Are drivers randomly tested? You know?
Well, if they come to our track, they should be.
No, you mean the ones at our track.
The
ones in our division. We can narrow that right down.
Yeah, I guess so.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Maybe they need to be, and there wouldn't be as many problems. Right?
Tested?
No. On something to be able to calm them down.
We're randomly testing all the divisions. All bomber drivers to the restroom, please.
next 2 weeks, all Bomber drivers to the restroom.
I can see Tim out there handing out cups.
Yeah.
And a Sharpie on the side.
Car number.
Wyatt.
No,
none.
You go use it and then give it to him to write your name on it.
Yeah, really. You know, something to think about.
That's a good question, actually. Especially
I mean, they
if
do random,
an incident.
They do random drug testing. I mean, you brought up NASCAR. They random drug test all the big boys. You know, now with the legalization of marijuana, you know, it doesn't, you know, I know guys, they've had to turn in their CDL because they've pain and they have a prescription now for marijuana. You got to surrender that and go through a background check and everything.
You know, we're,
I wonder where, and that's, you know, that's not just here. I wonder the states that are allowed to grow.
And
then dispense
and that is here in,
medical
in,
marijuana
in Las Vegas, in Nevada.
Yeah.
What
is stopping, okay, somebody who loves the sport getting behind the wheel of a race car?
You know, and the difference, obviously, in alcohol and that is the amount of time it stays in your system where you're still being affected. Yeah, like
I would
see, but
I would think they would still have the same policies in effect.
Well, the problem with that is
I would think.
There's no test that can test your level like alcohol is, because you can still have THC in your system, you know, 3 weeks later. It doesn't mean you're high three weeks later.
I mean, so. you can have a drug test. They take a clip of your hair. It's months.
Right.
It's months.
So,
but you know, still the same on the spot drug testing. You know, I wonder where at this point Nevada racetracks stand with that.
Yeah, it's a good question.
You know, it's a big question. I mean, LVMS is a big corporation. You're talking owned by Bruton Smith on the stock market and seven different tracks. You know, on the smaller scale, which, you know, being short track racing, exactly what is the policy? I mean,
you're not
supposed to be under any type of influence.
And you know what's going to happen. There's going to be waivers that are going to start to come out that drivers have to sign or something, I'm sure, that releases the responsibility of the track.
Yeah, but they're carrying it a little too far.
I know. That's just my guess. I mean, it's not like that now, but...
But what do I know about a waiver if I'm smoking and you two guys are in the other cars?
Well, I know. The waiver doesn't do anything except, relieve the track. Well, doesn't mean that somebody's still, like you said, still smoking, obviously.
Well, what do you know? You don't know. Now you're infringing on somebody's
that's
health
no different
rights?
That's no different if you're on painkillers or something else.
Know?
A prescription drug. That's what that's going to be.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's a good question. I think. And
I think so.
Hey, the good news is, if you want to be on our show, we do not drug test for being on onwheelsnow.com. So you can either call in to our call-in number.
That's evident because I'm on the air.
Now, we do have disclaimers, but we do not drug test. So, but you can call in to 702. What's that number?
I'm sorry.
685-8116. I think I'm... close enough.
I was in mid-toke.
Yeah, I
saw 702-685-8116.
I'm surprised you even knew that, anything about toking.
702. Well, that's what it was called back in the day.
I don't know what they call it nowadays.
Okay, you keep on missing the gray hair.
Let's go get high.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Jeez.
All I remember saying was, pass the bong, dude. Man, don't bogart the bong. 702-685-8116. Give us a call.
You're going to say that's when the dime bags are really a dime? No, I'm just kidding. Come on. Cool. Yeah, it's a good question. You know, I mean, it brings up a lot of different things with responsibility.
I was there in electric shop when I took a pair of alligator clips and said, I know what this would work good for. Pass the roach clip, man. But we're down to the end.
I'm surprised they had any left in class because they probably stolen it.
That's where we got them.
Yeah.
Electric shop. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
It was like, damn, who's got electric shop next period? We need a roach clip.
Jay.
Where's the kid when you need him? In the bathroom.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The smoking tree.
The pond. We went to the
to
pond.
She had the pond. We had like the smoking
next
tree.
Next to the high school was the pond. We used to take a walk to the pond.
Back in Detroit, Mexico, we had a...
Mexico. Did it matter? You didn't have to go anywhere.
The upper parking lot. Yeah, we just did it outside.
Oh, no. He went to the higher end of the of Detroit, Mexico. He was in the higher end of it.
Jeez. You guys... Yep. You guys are killing me.
No.
He had to actually hide.
Let's go back to LVMS real quick. Okay. Any word on, I mean, obviously they have the same divisions racing this year, super late models, super stocks, bombers. Now, of course, the
Legends,
addition of more,
Bandoleros,
an addition of
Thunder
more
Roadsters,
skid plate cars.
Skid plates.
And then, of course,
six skid plate races this year.
Exactly. From two last year to... No, was it two last year?
Four, I think.
Four. Okay. So they upped it to six this year, which, of course, if you start seeing bigger car counts, I'm sure that will grow. But I think... are they on all the special?
I really didn't...
I didn't look.
I didn't look either, exactly. I know 4th of July, I know opening night, and I know closing night. Those are three that I know of that, you know... Where they are spread out in between, I'm not sure.
Yeah, because they had those, like, certain nights that, of course, like the military night or whatever it is, all the special event nights, but I wasn't sure if that's what they spread out the skid plate races into. But anyways, you know, all the same divisions that came out last year, but any rule changes that you know of, like in the bombers or any other divisions? I don't think so.
Nothing that we received as... of yet,
because
Tim would email us and let us know if there was any changes that, you know, like everybody knows, the big change was weight rule.
Yeah,
last year.
Exactly. Last year, weight rule, and then also an engine
the lifters
lifter rule.
Yeah,
was one that came up, I guess, and
yeah,
not really a change, but a
it was a
clarification.
It was addressed,
right? Clarification on the rules.
Tim made a point to address that issue. You know, and it just shows he's on top of it.
And I don't think that happened in any other division that I know of with the engine or weight or any kind of rule change like that last year. So I was just curious. If
the weight
anything.
Was big.
Yeah, that's huge.
The weight rule was huge.
I mean, that was controversial, whether you liked it or not. Obviously, you know, they had pros and cons to both sides, but... On your take, what'd you think? I mean, it didn't affect you a lot because you have a lot of weight on your car.
I was,
so you could take 300 pounds off your car, and you're still
over.
Right.
Anyhow, it didn't matter. Mm-hmm. And I had the required 52%
left side weight.
You know, minimum.
And that's part of the new weight rule change was the percentage, because you guys never had a percentage weight.
No, we didn't.
Percentage rule in the past.
No. So. Never did. I thought it was well sought out. I mean, he gave us 6 weeks over the break.
Yeah, so the timing Tim Richter gave.
He offered up scales. You guys want to bring your cars down, we'll put them on a scale and put you in the right direction for this.
Right.
We had a number of people hit the Bomber Nation that had lead for sale.
Right.
Once the rule, you know, went into effect. So, I mean, everybody came, as far as I know, 95% of the cars came back where they needed to be.
Right.
There was other cars that, I mean, not every set of scales is the same. You could set up 10 set of scales, okay, and you're not going to get the same weight.
I mean, you try, but at the end of the day, the track scales are what they're going to go by.
I'm sure we didn't see weights, okay. Mm-hmm. We came in fine. The four cars we had, came in just fine. But I'm sure they looked the other way for a pound, 2 pounds.
Oh yeah,
okay.
I would hope.
I mean, if you had 53% left side weight, you were told, okay, fine. You gotta fix that.
Right.
You know. But the way they handled it, from our experience in the past, it was. They held the meeting, We were sent out notification. Okay. It was discussed several times. All right. Tim went to other people and asked about it. He just didn't take this on himself. This is what I understand. He's a racer himself, and he asked a lot of people and took advice from them on how to institute this with the Bomber Division. And I think you went about it the right way.
You know, and I think, you know, some people might say, well, why mess with the rules? But it's because over the years, what happens, I mean, like you said, you guys are at rules from 7 years ago. Sometimes these cars sit and all that, and over time, small rule changes have come up throughout the last few years, and now this is presented to where the cars are starting to get spread out a little bit, and to kind of create a better entertainment racing value for this division, you got to do something to tighten the pack back up instead of letting cars run away. And one thing is that this class didn't have, like all the other classes have, is a weight rule.
You know, we came back, and I'll use us as an example, not crying.
Right, and this is the Bomber.
Whining.
Right.
Okay. We came back with our cars. The hoods weren't gutted. The roofs weren't gutted. The trunks weren't gutted. The fender wells weren't gutted.
Because that's what the rules say.
Right. Because that's what the rules say.
Right.
And we go out there, and there's cars out there with hoods gutted. There's cars out there with roofs gutted. There's cars out there with fender wells gutted. There's cars out there with trunks gutted. Okay. And that's just one thing, you know.
Sure.
I mean, basically, there is no gutting. You know, you could remove fenders for clearance after fender wells after an accident.
Right.
Okay. And you could have so many inches. You know, those are just – that's just one little thing that we came back with because we were under the impression – no, you can't gut this.
Right.
And then, so now Tim's stuck in a position to say, well,
right,
now you're going to go get a 1972 Monte Carlo hood that's going to cost you about $1,000
right,
to put it back on the car. Okay, you're not going
right, to,
you don't have those hood struts right, sitting on the side of your house.
But you might be able to get a skin
to weld back
right,
in, you know. You don't have a roof, you know, trunk, all this stuff adds up, you know, they're not, they're 39, 37, 40 year old cars out there that parts just aren't that accessible.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So, you know, to make it even fine, you can have a gutted hood and you don't have to gut your hood, but you're both coming in at 3,400 pounds. We don't care how you put
it
on the car.
Right.
But he did give us parameters, okay, you know, on how to do it, where to put it.
Sure.
Okay. And I think it was well inspected, thought out, planned, and instituted.
Right. And after the break, you know, when after it was implemented, obviously the racing looked competitive. It looked good. There was a lot of great racing going on, you know, the rest of the season last year after the August break. So, you know, it seemed to be good. You know, I'm glad to see that big of a change take the effect that it did, not have, you know, as many people really complaining about it or anything like that. I think for the most part, most people probably embraced it in the Bomber division.
Yeah, so they did. You know, I see, you know, it off season, I'm going to believe guys are going to have them even dialed in more. The only difference is going to be a couple of pounds from their scales to LVMS scales.
And I know for a fact that you have not, I don't think you took your car off the trailer since last year.
I've started it every 2 weeks, right?
So I know,
yeah.
So I know you haven't done anything with weight on that thing.
I don't think your tires are flat where they're
sitting on the trailer.
No, yeah. I've started it every 2 weeks. Keep everything.
So consistency wise,
an oil change, and it will stay there at the beginning of the season too. So,
hey,
that's it.
That's good. You know, hey,
when we go out of town and we go find dirt, yeah, we'll take it out. But right now, it's I think it's got a little knock in it.
Uh oh.
Yeah. So
I don't like to hear the knock.
Yeah, we don't. We don't want to chance it, so we have time. We're too busy with two other motors.
I know. Yeah, trying to get
with that. So,
well,
it's nice there.
It is. It looks good there. It's getting some sunshine. I'm getting a suntan right now. So
it's nice. It got washed 2 weeks ago. And the rain was great.
Now it's drying out. So that's good. We know one car is going to be on the track. We're hoping
that isn't.
No. What do you mean no?
Nope. It's got a knock in it.
Well, how bad? I mean, is it a rod knock? Have you checked it?
It's got a knock in it.
It's got a knock in it.
Oh man.
Yep. Knock.
Knock. Hey, I'm knocking on
heaven's door. At your house?
Oh, don't tell Jay that.
Yep.
Really? I didn't know that.
She's knocked up.
Did it? Did it start knocking at the end of the season, or just after it sat a little while? Or
yep.
Oh, yes. The answer was yes.
Yes.
We got three cars apart. We're not taking apart a fourth. Not right now.
So at this point, that car is probably not going to make it to the track. So right now, JC Motorsports has zero cars that are going to make it to the track that you know of. Oh, my God. That's not good.
Ask Gary that question. I can't answer it.
Well, I'm asking as a team, you know. I'm kind of looking both of you. I'm just curious.
I'll answer that.
I tell you that.
I'll answer it for Gary.
Okay.
Okay? You want the answer?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's a secret.
Okay. It's a secret. Any new cars coming out? No, I'm just kidding. Hey, you know.
No, we don't have new cars.
Okay. So
I can answer that.
So that's good to hear. So hopefully we'll see you guys out there, JC Motorsports, with the car out there. But in the meantime, it's a secret. So I guess we'll see on the first.
We have registered.
You are registered.
We
that's
have
good
NASCAR
news.
We have a license.
You are
we
licensed.
We have pits. We have trucks.
But have
your
cars.
Trailers.
You have, yeah. But no cars yet that we know of yet. Well, cool. I'm looking forward to seeing
where unfortunately taking your lead, Mike.
Yes.
All your cars, no
racing cars.
You don't want to take my lead on that. You'll be in
plenty of cars. None of them going to the track.
Your wife will have more headaches, and you'll need more space. No. Well. How about any other divisions? I mean, have you heard different things going on? I mean, Kaylee Barker is going to make it back out in the super late models that you know of? Or
I heard she was in Tucson.
Yeah.
Find out where she finished?
No, I was just going to say, if anybody was at that Chili Willy, why don't they call in?
Was this this past weekend?
Yes.
Dustin Ash did win.
No way.
No.
$10,000.
Did wow. he? No, I don't think he won.
Yeah.
No?
No?
Maybe?
No?
No. No. Mike something won.
Mike something?
Yes, I did not get the name.
Oh.
See, I was going to hit Dustin Nash up for sponsorship. Come on. Now I can't.
I stand corrected by Mr. Wyatt, if that is.
You know, wrong. But didn't he win at one time down there? I thought he had gone down for like last year. I thought this is their second year for the Chili Willy race. Or so. Maybe I'm wrong, but I thought he had won one last year or something like that. But don't know if you know.
Yeah,
call us up. Let us know. If not, I'd be curious.
I didn't
how
find
Katie
nothing
did
on
anything.
It. Yeah. Did you find anything on it?
Yeah, I thought I saw Dustin Ash.
That might have been last year's info, maybe. I don't know. But we don't know where Kaylee finished, huh?
No.
Oh. Hopefully good.
If anybody knows, call in.
Kaylee?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Super Lates, February 5th and 6th, 2016. Chuck Wares. Dustin Ash was second.
Oh.
I stand corrected.
But it wasn't Mike something.
Bruce Yackey was third.
I'm just joking.
And running down, Jason Irwin ran down there. He finished up 10th.
Wow.
And
who was the one that won? What's his name?
Chuck Wares.
Yeah. Okay.
And those are late models?
Second.
Yeah.
And finishing 20th was the world famous
Dane Alderman.
Oh, Dane Alderman. No, he went down.
He made it down. Wow.
Yep.
And Allison go?
No.
So he didn't.
Mariah McGriff Ed finished up 21st.
Another familiar
Kaylee
name.
Barker finished up 23rd.
Ooh, a lot of cars. You never know what happens.
26th was Chris Trickle.
Oh.
And that's about it.
I'm glad there's a handful of local guys that made it down there. That's good to hear, you know, a lot of our own locals make it down to support a race like that. Because when we have one like that, we like to see out-of-town racers come up and support our track, too. So,
I'm sorry, where what I had originally read was that Dustin Ash won the Dash for Cash.
Yes, he did.
Oh, cool.
So I stand corrected.
Yes, he did.
With that. And this was the main event results with Chuck Wares, Dustin Nash, and Bruce Yackey rounding out the top three.
And you said that was a $10,000 to win race, or?
That's correct.
Wow. That's a good take home.
So maybe Dustin got five. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying five, probably.
I don't know what the
payouts were.
Breakdown was. I just saw a $10,000 to win.
Yes. What? I had seen on Chris Trickle's Facebook that his tire guy for that race was one of Dick Trickle's tire guys when Dick Trickle was racing.
No kidding.
Yes.
Cool.
He was down there in that.
Well, you know, Chris Trickle's starting to shine at the end of last season, so we'll see what happens with him this year. That'd be cool.
Chris did win the last chance qualifier race on the B main.
Wow, cool deal.
To get him into the A
main. Yep. They had that many cars, huh?
Yeah,
wow.
They did. Yeah, they're showing 34 taking the green flag.
Wow, that's crazy. Think of that many cars. I mean, similar, I guess, size to our track. I think it's a 3/8 or a third mile.
I'm being told Miss Kaylee Barker started 34th and
she
finished 23rd.
Nice.
Yep.
I mean, you got to think how packed that track was.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, 150 lap, you got to have patience.
And hopefully her car is in one piece enough to make it up to our race, because that's a lot of cars, man.
Yes, it is a lot of
congrats,
cars.
Congrats, Kaylee. I mean, you got to think when the last time she was probably behind the seat, you know.
I can't think of it ever watching Kaylee with the car coming in off the track on a wrecker.
No, I don't think so.
Have you?
Not that I know.
I mean, maybe mechanical, you know, not in the super lates, but Kaylee's a very, very clean driver and respects
very,
her equipment.
You watch, that girl knows how to drive. She's not aggressive. She don't lay back too much. She's a smart, courteous driver. I mean, that girl knows how to drive. I mean, she's been into situations
the word that I like to give her is methodical.
Sure.
Very methodical driver. She's not in a rush to win it on the first race and take what she can get with the car, what the track's going to give her, and what the car's going to give her that night.
And she's been in some situations where she's gotten through the night that most other people, racers, probably wouldn't have been able to finish. So it's amazing. Kaylee, you know, you got to watch. Go to KayleeBarker.com. You want to find out more about Kaylee Barker. Support her racing. She has, I think she still has some fanfare to sell, T-shirts and things like that. So go to KayleeBarker.com. And help support Kaylee and her super late model races out here at LVMS. You want to sponsor her, that's a good place to go. Shoot her up on her email or something, or Facebook or something like that. Go to KayleeBarker.com and find out more.
A lot of big West Coast names were in it down there. Tony McRae, Lenny White, Noah Gregson ran that race. Jeremy Doss, it's another popular West Coast driver. Mariah McGriff, I had mentioned earlier. Ron Searle Jr., Dave Jorgensen. A lot of these guys have been around the West Coast for quite some time.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of competition.
A lot of talent was out on that track.
A lot of competition, so.
Cool.
I'm being told 12 tour cars showed up, too.
Really?
And let me tell you, them tour cars are absolutely hard to beat, because they have a lot of money in them things, and they have a lot of experience at many different tracks. So, wow, 12 tour cars.
Over 12 tour cars.
Over 12.
Over 12.
Dang. That's
a lot of talent. A lot of popular names went down there. Yeah. Yep. Chili Willie's becoming real popular.
And Kaylee Barker is one of them. They are one of our local female heroes at our local track, LVMS. So it's good to see her down there and keeping our locals alive down there. So cool. Thanks, Kaylee.
Yep.
When's the next $10,000 bomber race coming to win? Or they pay you $10,000 not to show up? No.
I think we got to put like 3 years of pay.
Seven years, maybe.
From first to 15th, if you lump that all together after 3 years of racing, it might add up to 10 grand.
Do you guys get payout? I mean, how's the payouts for the bomber division from the start to
I don't know. I never get paid.
Used to be okay. Like back in the day when
I never get paid.
The mini stocks, they used to pay down. You used to at least get your entry back, which was at the time was $25 years ago. So they pay all the way down, and you'd at least get your
entry
back.
Mexico?
No, this is at LVMS. Oh, here. Okay. That was in the late 90s, I guess. So that was a while ago.
Let's put it this way. I got a check. I look to go out to dinner, and that's usually the dollar.
Hey, dinner's on me. Pick anything you want off the dollar menu. Up to five items.
Now he takes me to the, what is that, McMatch or something, where you get $2?
Yeah.
Yeah, mix and match, whatever.
Speaking of the dinner, real quick. Thanks for taking me out last Tuesday after the show, but you had the worst luck, Jay. Nothing you ordered, they had.
No.
From the appetizer to the end.
They didn't have Dr. Pepper. That was right
off
the bat.
That was the start.
That was right off the bat. And then I wanted the beef barley soup. Nope. They had cream of broccoli. That went right out the window. Then we ordered prime rib, and they didn't have prime rib. That went out the window,
At first they said they did have prime rib, but they could only give it to you
and we all ordered
medium
it.
Well, so we all ordered it, and you settled
I
for a medium,
medium rare.
Rare, but you settled for the medium, and then they came back and said, no prime rib.
Yeah. That's,
and I hope you don't order the T-bone steak, because we don't have that either.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then we switched to T-bones, and that went right out the window. So
had the ribeye, which is okay. Yeah. You wanted something else, they didn't have it.
I wasn't even going to order the ribeye.
Oh,
I was going to throw the dice on a patty melt.
Did you want fries, and they didn't have french fries?
They didn't have fries, so I had to settle for mashed potatoes. It was just everything that I,
So I tried to order everything the opposite of Jay, but hey. Service was good.
She was great.
It wasn't the night. It was just was not the night to go in primary.
It was every time I asked to order something, it was, I'm sorry about that.
Yep, I'm sorry about that.
I'm sorry
about
that.
Would you like this
that.
Instead?
Or I like when she came and said, don't be mad at this, guys.
And she actually sat down to tell us, okay, here,
she
I'm going
to
sit
the
down.
Chair and had to sit down. After the fifth time I was rejected, I was like, okay, I got to hear this.
Oh, my God. We'll have to go another night for prime rib, so I'm looking forward to it.
They does have hella good prime rib up there.
Yeah,
they
at
the
Railroad Pass, so.
Prime rib.
But anyway.
It just so happened.
Don't go on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of that, time's up, of course, so we'll be here live next Tuesday at 6 p.m., as we are every week at 6 p.m. on Tuesdays at onwheelsnow.com. We'll see you next week. We're going to talk about more local racing. Don't forget our barbecue.
Have a good night.
Thanks for listening.